Welcome to the N3HF repeater located in Silver Spring, Maryland, Echo Link Node 84345.
Welcome to the N3HF Echo Link Node in Ocean City, Maryland.
Repeater.
All right, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the last Maryland DC section Echo Link Net for 2015. So before we start, let's turn down our squelch, turn up our speakers, because we're only doing this once tonight. So stand by. We'll get started in just a few moments. The W3SMD link, is there anyone on that? It sounded a little scratchy. Let's see if we have a good connection down there. No, that didn't sound good at all. Whether it was off frequency or I'm not sure, but it didn't sound very good. Let's try it again. Anyone on the W3SMD link? That sounds muffled. Muffled or something like that. It wasn't even intelligible. I couldn't tell what it was. Maybe you'll check that and we'll get back to you in just a few minutes. But if there's anybody on the W3SMD link, we'll test it again before we let anybody go, just to make sure. All right. Oh, they're gone. All right.
Good morning, my dear friends. There's Gigi1DAW calling from Germany. Over.
Well, good day, evening, I guess. There would be morning now, right? Or close to it. Delta George 1, Delta Alpha Whiskey. Thank you for joining us this evening. My name is Marty. I'm in Baltimore, Maryland. Are you going to be joining us for our link tonight?
Yes, Marty. Here is the time is now 2 o'clock in the morning. 2 o'clock in the morning. Over.
Okay, very good. 2 o'clock in the morning. Well, it's 8 o'clock our time. All right, stand by, please. We'll go ahead and get started with our net this evening. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, my dear friend, excuse, please, my little bit small English. I have English language homebrewed, and I am 70 years old. Yes, I am brewed in the 1945, okay?
Okay. Very good. All right, stand by. Stand by for me, and I'll get things started here. Well, I hope everyone is happy and well, and that your families and friends are too. And let's extend that happiness right through into next year for everyone. Tonight's EchoLink Net is going to be about you. So tell us something wonderful and nice, or wish someone some wonderful season greetings. Once we get through some of the formalities and some news, we'll turn it over to our guest this evening. So let's first do some introductions, and then we'll get started. Everyone stand by.
Yes, my dear friend, please. Excuse me, which station here is online? Is you alone here with me, or is another friend here, QRV? Over.
Oh, that's a very good question. We are actually here with quite a few people, and this is a monthly net that we have. So if you could just stand by for a little bit, and we'll give everyone an opportunity to say a few words, okay? All right. First, I'd like to let everyone know that this is our monthly EchoLink Net. It's held on the third Friday of every month. As you know, you're here. And it starts at 8 p.m. local time here on the East Coast. The node number is 6154. You know that too. And it's also listed as *WASH_DC*. The net is provided in combination with the section news, which is created and published every month and available on the ARRL website. And if you go there and look under MDC, Mike Delta Charlie section, it can also be sent to your favorite email account, and you can make those arrangements by signing up for Section News, and then it'll send to your email account as soon as I post it. All right, let's take a break.
Hello, my dear friend. I have a very, very little practice on the English language, and I cannot all this what you tell read. I cannot just read what you tell, my dear friend. Yes, I have a little bit of the English language, a very, very little bit. Yes, and I cannot also understand or understood what you tell to me. All right, over.
All right. Oh, well, thank you. If you will listen for just a little while, the net will last for about an hour, and then we'll take comments from everyone who's joined us. So please stand by. All right, thank you. We have a visitor from Germany. All right, I'd like to thank John Creel, WB3GXW, for the use of his awesome Echolink system. Thank you very much, John. And I'd like to thank the repeater teams joining us tonight for keeping VHF and UHF alive and well, and for linking into the Maryland section Echolink tonight for each and every month that you do. I want to appreciate you doing that. I also want to thank the MDC section, the club members, the ARL staff at headquarters, or all these wonderful folks that help us do so many wonderful things for ham radio. So take a moment, think about all of that you've done this year. Give yourself a good pat on the back. You've done a great job for us. All right. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to go to some introductions.
Here is Kilo Kilo 3 Foxtrot out here in Western Maryland. That's not the getting to sell. Kilo Golf 4, Romeo Romeo November. Bob, manager of the Eastern Panhandle Traffic Net. Good evening, Net Traffic.
Kilo Charlie 3, Frank Mary Juliet, Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
Kilo Bravo 3, Joy Quebec, Quebec, Scott in Baltimore.
Hello again, my dear friends. This is DG1 DAW returning from Germany. My uncle and my aunt is living in United States. Yes. She lives in Baltimore or so, I think it's a long time ago. My aunt and my uncle is dead before 20 years ago, all right?
A-R-G. Repeater.
WB3GXW. And he has been disconnected. Carry on net control. WB3GXW.
DD1DAW.
Okay, thank you very much, John. And I'm sure we'll have an opportunity to speak with him again sometime very soon. My German's not very good. At least the kind of German that I can speak on the air is not very good. All right, let's continue down. I'd like to introduce some of your Maryland section staff this evening. These are our assistant managers. Assistant section managers. I'm going to talk about this in 2016 also, make some introductions, and you'll get familiar with some of the names. I certainly can't do this job by myself, and they help all the time. So let's at the top of the list, we have KZ3AB, Mr. Al Brown, who is our news guru. He is an expert at doing that. We give him little bits of information, and he pulls it all together for the section news. And Herm Nazilski, I hope I got that right, K2AVA, out in the mountains there near Hagerstown. Thank you very much, Herm, for all that you do. He participates in a lot of the scouting programs, youth programs, and I appreciate that. We also have Mr. Al Nomeyer, W3YVQ, Assistant Section Manager, also Section Traffic Manager, as well as other things in the traffic world, National Traffic System world. Thank you. And Wanda Montgomery, K3AHI, also Assistant Section Manager, Assistant Section Emergency Coordinator, does the hospital net. So there's a few. We'll talk about more as we go through next year, but those are some names you should be familiar with. So thank you. All right, let's take a break, and we'll move on with some newsworthy items, and then we'll go to our list. We'll be back in just a moment. KB3MXM.
I hope to meet you again. Cheerio, and bye-bye from DD1DAW.
But I put him on the ban list, guys. Go ahead, net control.
All right, there you go. My very best German that I can write. All right, let's continue with our newsworthy items for this evening. Thank you, John. Find my list. Okay. A few things that you might have seen in the section news. We have some information in there about the hospital net. Also, the Santa Claus net. This is for the kids to talk to Santa Claus. It's on 75 meters. Lower sideband starting at 8:30 p.m., 3916. Also, I'm going to talk a little bit about the National Parks on the Air. Also, there was a message from Department of Homeland Security, and I put that also in your section news, that if you see something, say something. We're all over the place, so that's a good opportunity. Also, there's some information in there about a YouTube, about 100 years of ARRL. I want to thank and welcome Howard Reynolds, our new Garrett County EC, WA3EOQ, to the section. Also, I don't have a latest update on the parity bill, but there was supposed to be some dialogue yesterday. I didn't get a chance to actually listen to it. Also, some upcoming HamFest and section news about T-Mark, Aries, and the National Traffic System, and we'll give Al a moment to do that, and we'll go ahead and move along. So, just stand by. Here we go. We're not going to do all of those, but we'll do some up. All right. All right, here's a few things that didn't make the section news and that you might be interested in. And if you have a 2-meter radio and you have a slow-scanned application for your computer, there's an opportunity to pick up some slow scan from the space station. The International Space Station will mark the anniversary of ham radio operations this weekend with a slow-scan TV image transmission in PD-120 mode on Saturday and Sunday, December the 26th and the 27th, on SSTV downlink frequency of 145.800. For more information, you can visit the ARR website, or you can also go to ARISS, Alpha Romeo India Sierra Sierra website. For more information, they have a blog site there. It'll keep you updated. Take a break. Stand by. Also, if the call sign might be familiar to some of you that listen to 2 meters. Are you ready for a little bit of 600-meter transmission from Whiskey Alpha 1, Zulu Mike Sierra? Yep, that's right. You might recognize that call sign from the ham repeater down in Bedford, Virginia, which is just near Roanoke, and his 7-kilowatt effective radiating power beacon, which is pointed sort of this way, on a 4,200-foot mountain. 4,200 feet above sea level mountain down there in southwestern edge of Virginia along the Appalachian Mountains. The experimental station, Whiskey Golf 2 X-Ray Foxtrot Hotel, will transmit from Forest, Virginia, that's the name of the town, Forest, Virginia, to mark the 109th anniversary of Reginald Fessenden's first audio transmission. If you read the story, it was quite surprising when the ham radio operators started to hear voice on ham radio for the first time. So there's a good chance to listen to his 600-meter transmission. 600 meters, that's a long wire. Okay, take a break. Okay, thanks, Ed. I think I'm still online. Okay, I'm still online. All right, let's continue on here. And let's not forget, if you want some warmer weather, the Orlando Hamcation Convention is planned for the second weekend in February. Also, the ARRL CEO, Dave Summers, K1 Zulu Zulu, will be a guest speaker at the ARRL National Convention Banquet. Mr. Summers will be retiring in May of next year, and you can visit the National Convention website for more information. And you've heard me talk about the national parks on the air. Well, have you been to the park lately? Well, did you know the national parks are celebrating their 100th year celebration? And maybe you've planned to go camping or car touring. You know, our national parks provide a protected and accessible path to see the home of our native plants and animals. So for 2016, another opportunity may be available for you as a ham. The ARRL National Parks on the Air may give hams an opportunity to activate the national park unit. Or you may be able to work all states. Or you might be qualified in recognition and receive an award from ARRL. It's all about, it's all about getting out there and communicating for 2016. Let's promote the National Park Service and showcase amateur radio to the public. For more information, go to the League website. And once you go there, it's /NPOTA. That's November Papa Oscar Tango Alpha, National Parks on the Air. And you'll find all the information there, the rules. And you can sign up if you're a Logbook of the World user, which you should be. And if you can use Logbook of the World, which is what they're using to count up all the points. So Logbook of the World is a place to go. Okay, let's take a break, and then we'll take a round on the repeaters.
Can you give the frequency for that 600-meter transmission, WB4APR?
3ICF, Echo Link, repeater.
All right, I'll send that one out to the group. Somebody could look up for me while I'm doing all these other things here. What is the 600 meter frequency that he's going to use to transmit on? If anyone can do that for me, and you can post it in the text box, and we'll pick it up there, and then we'll retransmit it for anyone who's listening. Thank you. That's a good question. All right, let's go to round on the repeaters. And the first thing we're going to stand by. Got to bring my list down. All right. Do we have anyone on the KA2 JAI repeater operating through the WB3 CMA repeater in Annapolis? Do we have any hams on there? I'd like to check in. Go ahead.
Whiskey Joliet 3 Kilo. KA2 JAI.
All right. We've got Juliet Frank Kilo and Juliet Alpha India. Juliet Frank Kilo, go ahead. What a few words for the net tonight.
This is Whiskey Juliet 3 Kilo, Gordon and Severna Park. Mike and I are sort of, JAI and I are sort of the gurus on this repeater. I'm the trustee and he runs the Echo Link. We're happy to have you over here. And I see that there is an international FCT operating right now. So I managed to get my head in on that one and got locked in, so we're in contact with Harry's here in Anne Arundel County. This is WJ3K.
All right, very good. Yes, I was going to cover that on the second half of our go-around here. There is a global SET underway. I'll give you some details after we make a round on the repeater. Thank you. All right, let's go to Kilo Alpha 2, Juliet Alpha India. Go ahead.
Thank you, Marty. I hope I'm getting through okay. I'm just on an HT tonight. I'd like to take the opportunity to mention that way out yet at the end of January will be the annual Maryland Mobile Air Sam Fest, and the reason I'm bringing it up at this time is that it's on a different day of the week and a different location in 2016 than it normally is just for 1 year. We're going to be at the Oregon Baptist Church. It'll be on January the 30th, and there's full information on our website. I'll turn it back to you, Marty. This is KA2JAI.
Okay, Mike. Send me an email with that information. I think we'll have a chance to stick it in the section news, which will be out 2 weeks before that. So send me an email, okay?
Copy that. Will do. KA2JAI.
All right. Very good. Let's go now down. Let's go down to our November 3 HF linked in Ocean City. I heard it on here earlier. That's good. Do we have any stations down there listening on that system that would like to check in. Go ahead. Okay, nothing heard. How about the November 3 HF/R-R, Silver Spring, Maryland? Do we have any stations checked in that would like to check in with the net this evening? Go ahead. All right, and let's see, WB3GXW, LinkedIn. Anyone in LinkedIn there that would like to check in? Go ahead.
WB3GXW, no traffic. I'll do the bulletins tomorrow night. Long day with parents, medical things, so I'm beat. WB3GXW. Merry Christmas to everybody.
Okay, very good. Thanks, John. I appreciate that, and good luck with that. I think it should be a tradition to hang the mistletoe over the liquor cabinet under, you know, some situations, but under those, you've got to have a steady hand. All right, we'll have the bulletin tomorrow night. And the information, by the way, before we move to the next repeater, the 600 meters will be 500 kilohertz, 500 kilohertz, okay? The old 500 kilohertz area. All right, let's go down to the W3ICF. System, LinkedIn from Frederick, Maryland. Do we have any stations on that one?
Yeah, good evening there. Marty, W3ICF here.
Mike over here so you can hear me. One little comment I'd like to make here. FARG14673 repeater, W3ICF-R, and the 444.8 D-Star repeater are currently available on live audio at the www.broadcastify.com live audio, so that you can monitor either one of those repeaters. There's about a 40-second delay or something like that from actual listening on it, but this was recently added in there for monitoring. So somebody wants to monitor D-Star and doesn't have any equipment, you can monitor the audio off of our 444.8 repeater, which is connected to Reflector 62 Charlie most of the time, and you'll hear whatever D-Star traffic is on that reflector and our repeater. So W3ICF, back to net control.
All right, very good. Well, there you go, folks, and if you could put that URL link, www.broadcast, I didn't get the rest of it. I was copying everything else down so quickly. But if you could put that in the link window, that would be fantastic. We could share that with everyone. All right, thank you very much. Anyone else on the W3IC? There it is right there. Broadcast F. Oh, wait a minute. Let me read that again, Scott. It says broadcast IFY, IndiaFoxtrotYankee.com. So that's broadcast. L one word, broadcast IFY.com. All right, thank you, Scott, very much. Got my back again. Scott's got my back. Thank you very much. All right, anyone else on the W3ICF system? Go ahead.
One other comment with that. That's for the Frederick County part of that thing. You will hear some police and stuff in there if you want to click on it. But also you'll have the wide area LAN, which Modextra is a part of that. That'll be in there, and then I think there's the ham radio link. You'll find about four different ones that are familiar there if you want to monitor. So they're showing up there in the Frederick County section of that broadcastify, I guess you would say, .com. www.broadcastify.com. But you can find three or four, plus you can listen to police and sheriff and what have you in there as well. W3ICF. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. Very good. See? So we can listen to what's going on as well on the Internet. All right. Let's move to the K3CAL near Sutherland, Maryland. Do we have that link system up this evening? Is there anyone there that would like to join us? All right. Is there anyone on... is there anyone on, let's see if I can find it here. Oh, here it is right here. Is anyone on the KB3JQQ link system that would like to join us near Baltimore? Go ahead.
3ICF. Repeater.
All right. I waited a moment just to make sure there were nobody else listening in the neighborhood. KB3JQQ, I'm here. Scott in Baltimore.
Okay, Scott, thanks for joining us on your link system. That sounds really nice up here. All right, let's move down to the Southern Maryland link system that was on just a little while ago. Do we have W3SMD on again? Is there anyone there? Go ahead. All right, nothing heard there. The K3GMR out of Cheverly, Maryland, the 146.61, no PL tone. Anyone on that system that would like to check in? Okay, nothing heard there. All right, so it was mentioned a moment ago there was a message that was sent to section managers from ARL headquarters this afternoon. It basically from our representative up there at headquarters sent an email saying that there is a global simulated emergency test going on right now. That that test is to determine how long it would take to have emergency communication operators in their jurisdictions to check in with their sections and with their areas. And the question is, can you do it within the hour? Can you do it within 1 to 4 hours? Can you do it within 12 hours? And so you might be contacted by Jim Montgomery, our section emergency coordinator. I did send an email out to section representatives and called a few to let them know what was going on. And you may be contacted, so just be aware of that if you are an emergency communications operator in the Aries, and even maybe perhaps in Racy's if you're holding both, you're wearing both hats. All right, so that's what's going on right now, and we appreciate you helping us out with that. All right, let's take a break. All right, let's go to the rest of the list here. Let's see. I want to recognize K3AKE. He's in the listening mode. We heard from WB3GXW. Thank you very much, John, for that. We've heard from David, KB3. Oh, no, we haven't heard from David. I'm sorry, David. KB3KAI. Go ahead, sir. All right, nothing from David. We have our visitor, Mr. Alistair. He sent me a very nice email. He listens to our section net every month. He records it, and he's very involved in emergency communications and net operations in Africa, and he likes joining us each time when we do this, so that's very nice to have Alistair listening to us, and we wish him the very best. Zulu Sierra 1 Oscar Kilo. Let's go to NI2W. Mr. Butch, a few words, please.
Good evening, Marty, and good evening to everyone on the net. Well, let's see. Nothing much happening out here, I guess, now. Christmas is coming, and everybody's hunkered down for that, I think. But before Thanksgiving, we supported the annual JFK 50-mile run. We had 25 hams out, and it was an interesting day. No big catastrophes, and all went well. And other than that, it's going to be quiet until after the first of the year, and then things will ramp up again. 7-3, Marty, and everyone on the net. We'll see you later. This is NI2W.
All right, very good. Thank you for passing along those well wishes to everyone. Let's move down to Mr. Mark, Kilo Charlie 3, Foxtrot Delta X-ray. A few words for the net this evening, sir.
KC3FDX. Good evening, everybody. Good evening, Marty. See if I can redeem myself this month and have some actual speaking audio instead of music playing in the background. That was fixed, I think, hopefully. So I got really nothing for everybody except hey and happy holidays, Merry Christmas to everybody, and back to you, Marty. This is KC3FDX.
Wow. Mark, come fix my audio. I mean, that's like studio quality. I hope you're using a studio mic, because I'm certainly not. All right, thanks again, friend. Appreciate it. All right, let's move down to November 3, Yankee India. Are you still here? How about a few words? All right, he left us. Let's go to WI3J. Are you still here? How about a few words?
Hey, good evening, Marty. WI3J, Stu here in Gaithersburg, Maryland. Sitting back here and enjoying the net. You're doing a great job. So I have nothing to add. I just like to listen and see if I can pick up something new. Thanks a lot, Marty. Back to you, WI3J.
All right, Stu, thank you very much for joining us. Great audio on your side as well. Let's move down to November 2, Oscar Mike Charlie. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good evening, Marty. Your Brad's on the net. Greetings from downtown Hollywood, Maryland, that is. You're not too much here. Just driving out to Tennessee this coming Wednesday to spend Christmas with the kids. So hoping for good weather. I think it's going to be warm and sunny, maybe too warm. So not much else. Appreciate the net, Marty, and Merry Christmas to everybody on the net. Everybody has a good, safe, and probably warm Christmas. 73-N2-OMC, back to net.
All right. Well, safe trip to you, my friend. And, yeah, I believe it's going to be rather warm around here. Well, relatively warm, although the temperature dropped off. I look over my shoulder here. It says it's 36 degrees. It was nice while it lasted, I guess, for some. All right. Let's go down to Al. I'm going to do you in just a moment. We'll get rid of that one. We did Mike already. Ed's going to leave. WQI is gone. Let's see who else I got here. I got KK3F, Mr. Pat. My goodness, thank you for joining us, sir. Go ahead, a few words. All right, I don't see Mr. Pat on there. Maybe he's checked in through one of the link systems. KK3F, go ahead, Mr. Pat.
I'm still here. Everyone have a good Christmas. I'm still trying to solve internet problems up here and trying to get myself on digital. I do have my CAN Plus ready, but I'm still having trouble getting the internet connection started. Then once that happens, I'll concentrate on the digital mode. KK3F.
Okay, very good, Pat. He's way out there in Western Maryland, and there you go, the other end of the state, from one to the other. All right, let's go down to the Eastern Panhandle. Kilo Golf 4, Romeo November. Go ahead and give us some nice words for the net tonight.
Good evening, all you Marylanders on the net. KG4R and Bob here. We've been trying training classes over on the 300 machine, and it seems to increase the amount of NTS traffic being passed. So I encourage you all to try that on your local NTS nets over there. 7-3-0, and Merry Christmas from KG4RN.
Yeah, that's a great recommendation. We were doing that for a while. We would have radiogram training and NCS training on the repeaters and also on Echolink. W3YVQ did a lot of Echolink training as well. Thank you. All right, let's see who I have left. I have WI3N. It is Mr. Jim. Go ahead, sir.
F-A-R-G. Repeater.
Okay, we might have lost him. I know someone commented in here that the Warsh underscore was no longer on the list. I don't know. Maybe it wasn't temporarily. Oh, I'm in Arizona. And they're about to take me out to dinner. 7-3s to all, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Jim sends from Arizona. Arizona. Okay, so we got somebody from Arizona. All right, very good. Let's go down to Kilo Charlie 3, Foxtrot, Mike Juliet in Gettysburg. Go ahead.
In Ocean City, Maryland.
Thank you, Marty, for running the net. Very informative this evening. Wanted to wish everybody a happy holiday, if I don't get on before then. And we've been very fortunate with the weather we've had, so hopefully we'll get a couple more weeks of that, I'm hoping. Anyway, back to you.
All right, the same there. Absolutely. Well, thank you very much for joining us. All right, before we go to our section traffic manager, assistant section manager, Mr. Al, let me just say that, you know, it's been a pleasure over the last 6 months working with everybody, and especially everyone I've had a chance to meet. Field day was interesting. And meeting everyone, especially down there in Hollywood, Rob. I mean, that you got that ham fest down there. I'm telling you, you guys have got just Shangri-La. That parking lot is huge. That thing could really get big quick, and it's really nice down there. It really is. If anybody gets a chance to go down to their ham fest down there in Southern Maryland, down in Hollywood, Maryland, it's a nice place. It's a nice big parking lot. So. Yeah, that's a good place. And the drive's nice. If you do it when the Ham Fest is going on, there's all kinds of places selling stuff along the way. It's a great drive. All right, I just want to let everybody know before we move to Father Al, I'd like everyone to work together And remember to share both your experience in ham radio and what you learn here on our net and in our section news. Remember to share those things with us as well. Your section news really happens because we hear about what's happening in the section. So, as I mentioned earlier, you know, it's very important for you to bring that back to us. And when you do those things, we then can share it with everybody else, just like Mike's going to tell me about the Mobile Ears in the 30th of January, which is a ham fest. Look at that, middle of wintertime. All right, and John already said there will be no bulletin tonight. There will be one tomorrow. And with that, and we've got 15 minutes, so we've got time to pick up any stragglers, but right now I'd like to turn it over to W3YVQ. Father Al, go right ahead.
Thank you, Jim. Marty, excuse me. I was reading Jim's comment again. I tried to catch him with a Merry Christmas, but he may have signed off quickly there. In any case, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everyone on the net. And coming up this coming year, the NTS will be setting some targets for achieving a more thorough reach into our ARIES operations throughout the country. There's a new ARIES manual, and there will be soon a new NTS manual. And the NTS has established itself on the radio email layer, which can operate with total loss of infrastructure and send messaging in the full email format with binary attachments and multiple addresses, etc. But also we have an NTS digital system of auto-forwarding HF backdoor mailboxes that move radiograms around the country in parallel with our manual nets. And new this year was the addition of a capability in NTSD to handle ICS form text content in the text of a radiogram. That is to say, the block titles and entries into an ICS form like an ICS 213. And those entries for each of the blocks, including the titles, can be made in upper and lower case and with all the standard punctuation you would use in regular email. And you can embed that text message between the breaks in a regular radiogram to send through NTSD and to be delivered digitally by digital relay stations at the endpoints of NTSD throughout our sections break. In order to make all that work, what we'll be looking forward to achieving in the coming year is a connection via NTSD and radio email to each of our emergency management EOCs in our 23 counties in the independent cities of Baltimore City, Ocean City, Washington, D.C., and National Institutes of Health traditionally, but we may also include ARCDOC and some other agencies of interest in that loop. And in each of our counties, we'll need to have appointed a digital relay station who can work NTSD on HF, at least backdoor one, to reach our mailboxes to be able to receive traffic from our principal national customers of the ARRL with whom we have a memoranda of understanding. Right. And I'm also weaving that together with our standard NTS traffic loading so that welfare traffic in or out of the section and messages to the public's benefit of any variety can be handled by NTS liaison and NTSD liaison through those same stations. And that means, essentially, we need at our NTS section level a connection to each of our counties. I appreciate it if each of you would work with your local EC and determine how best to accomplish that kind of liaison efficiently during the coming year, so that on any given day, we can alert you so that your stations can come up and be as active as necessary during an emergency, but at least have awareness on a daily basis of whether or not an alert has been sent out. If anyone has any questions, comments, or thoughts on the topic, including the SEC and other staff members, feel free to contact me at ARL.net. Very Merry Christmas to everyone and Happy New Year. I hope you have blessed holidays. W3YVQ.
Okay, Father Al, thank you very much. Father Al does quite a bit of activities in the National Traffic System. If you haven't been involved, it's time to get involved. It's a night opportunity, not only as National Traffic System participant, but you also learn the techniques and principles of operating a net and actually being a net control station. So for more information, you certainly should contact Father Al, W3YVQ at the League. And there's nets both in HF and VHF and CW and also in phone. Also, just a reminder, there is a hospital drill coming up at the end of the first week of January. And Wanda, KA3AAHI, has sent out a notice. So looking for some Winmore operators. If you're looking to participate in that and you know how to get in touch with her, that would be great. Or if you're interested and you want to drop me an email, I'll get you the right information so you can participate. They're looking for Winmore operators in the drill. And let's see, I don't see any. The drill would depend on whether we get enough Winmore operators. So she's looking for some Winmore operators. All right. Any other stations before we close the net? Your call signs, please. All right. Any questions for your MDC section staff or for my? Any questions directed towards me that I can answer here? If not, you can always send them via email. So I'll leave it open for any questions, Q&A. We've got a few minutes before the top of the hour, and I'll stick around. Thank you all for joining us, and I hope you all have a wonderful 2016. Happy holidays to all of you. Those that have had holidays and those that are looking forward to the next. And maybe that jingly gentleman will swoop low over your QTH and drop a nice piece of equipment down your chimney or on your front porch steps or wherever you have that landing pad set up for new equipment. All right, everyone, have a great night, and we'll see you in a month. 7-3, KB3MXM.
W3ICF, Echo Link, repeater.
Okay, no questions. Everybody, have a good night. 7-3, KB3MXM clear.
Well, you never came to me, so I had no chance to say Happy New Year and Merry Christmas to everybody. So I just did it. KB3JQQ.
I thought you were on your Link system. Did you want to have that? Didn't I see you on your? Was it your tablet or your iPod? What was the other thing you were logged in with?
I'm lurking with my Android, which is why you don't see it anymore. But it's still on because it's got the nice long list of check-ins, so I could write them down and all that. So I was doing that. And I was going to tell everyone I got my 2014 10-meter ARL certificate in the mail the other day. It says first place single operator unlimited phone only low power Maryland DC section.
Awesome. Wow. Hey, send me some info on that. We'll put it in next month's news. How's that sound?
Unfortunately, I felt like crud this contest day, and apparently 10 meters wasn't so hot, so I didn't do any contesting. But it all started out, I think, a few years ago. I sent in what I thought was going to be a check log, and I get this piece of paper in the mail. I forget now whether that was in first or second place something for the Maryland EC section. And it was just all downhill after that. But contesting is good because it tunes your ear and allows you to hear the call sign in less than ideal conditions, and it allows you to get it from your head to the paper the first time accurately, and that's very important.
Yeah, I wish I had an ear for contesting, but I don't. All right, very good, Scott. Sorry I didn't mean to pass you over. I'll remind myself next time to give you the double slot. Count you twice. All right. Have a great night, sir. We'll talk to everyone later. Good night.
Okay. Yeah, that's the thing there, Al. Yeah, thanks there, Marty. Yeah, Al. The thing about the sweepstakes is that it's such a long exchange, and I end up, even on phone, you sit there. Usually I have to hear the guy do his exchange three or four times before I get everything except for the serial number that I know he's going to give me as soon as I make the contact with him. So that one's a little bit much. But I have worked on that contest, too. KB3JQQ.
And Field Day is much easier. 3 Alpha
Mike Delta Charlie.
If you use the N3FJP software along the bottom of the screen, it tells you exactly what you need to tell them, the serial number and all, and it's like a no-brainer.
Yep, the old WR9R logging software allowed you to press a button and it would send the entire exchange for you automatically by keying the rig up through a port in this, from the software. So that was like cheating. The old diehards squeeze the paddles for everything and wear themselves out justifiably.
I once heard a guy, I made the contact with him, and all he would do is he had everything in his voice recorder that was after the call sign and the serial number, because all that was just the same, and he'd give the call sign and his number, and he pressed the button. That's why I had to sit there a couple times and copy that stuff down first.
You ever listen to CQ Worldwide, CW? The guys put their region and the rest of the exchange information in the tier, auto tier, and they send it at 45 words a minute to save time. You really get your ears sharpened up when you listen to that.
Yep, that'll definitely do it. Yeah, with Chris, I'd like to finish learning the code, because I've got a pretty good start on it. I know I want to hear the letter quickly and not just hear it at 5 words per minute. But I just never got around to finishing doing it all, so I'll know someday. But right now my project is shredding. I thought I was up to 2002, but I found a box that had 1996 in it, and I got this, I don't know, a stack of envelopes left about an inch and a half high to go through. The contents go, I've not been shredding the envelopes because they have no information on them.
Roger. Our time's about up, Scott. We'll talk about CW on BTN, and if I can help you or Chris along, feel free to ask. I gave him some tips on various methods of learning the code, memorizing the dashes and dots next to the alphabet, and then getting with an instructor and having him send letters to you and having you repeat the decoding that you hear back by voice, letter by letter, and it can really speed the process along. Good luck with it. Best wishes for the holidays. W3YBQ.
Alright, well, I hear the slash R at the end of each repeater quickly enough. I pick that up. Dot it. And of course, I can hear CQ as fast as you can send it. Dot it. Anyway, I just kind of confused myself. Anyway, I can hear it as quick as you can send CQ. Anyway, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to get on with my evening and all that. And y'all have a good one. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas, everyone. KB3JQQ.
And 73 Alistair, W3YBQ.